B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, Roy.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, Manny.
So glad you could be here.
So glad you could be here.
It's the Father's Day edition of the Rap Party Podcast.
So it's all about you.
Well, not true. It's all about me and all the other fathers out there.
Right.
What? So you legit forgot that it was Father's Day? It like snuck up on you, didn't it?
No, it didn't sneak up. I already got my dad a gift, even though I can't get it to him because I don't see him.
What'd you get him this year?
Got him a bottle of bourbon that you can't import into Virginia.
Ah.
But I imported it here in North Carolina.
So you're a bootlegger.
I'll smuggle it over the border.
Bootlegger.
No, you know what? I don't even consider it a bootlegger. It's weird on how like some brand just doesn't go to certain states.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like illegal alcohol. It's just like they don't have a deal with that brand.
Is that his joint, that bourbon?
No, but it's my joint, and I want to share it with him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did you write a little note?
I mean, I will when I give him. I don't have it like pre-written.
Yeah. I got a card from my dad. Not this year. I haven't done that yet. I need to. But like 2 years ago, I got a card. It was an enormous, obnoxious card.
Massive
funny card. Funny. And it's a hamburger. And he loved it so much that it's up on, it's in his garage.
Really?
Yes.
It was that much of a hit?
He loved the card. It was the most big, obnoxious card ever. I mean, literally the size of a painting.
Okay.
You know? And I got it for him as a goof. It was
Did it come with an envelope?
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
It did.
And did you write really small in it? Or
no, I think I wrote regular, but there wasn't much room to write. And I forget what the jokes are, but it was a hamburger card.
Okay.
And so you open it up and there's like different layers and there's different funny things for each.
That's pretty cool.
Each layer. But my dad also goes, save your money.
Yeah.
Literally. He's like, if I need anything, I'll go buy it myself. That's why he's always hard to buy for and always was.
My dad is very hard to buy for. Like he had this like kick where he was like, he wanted to be a barbecue pit master. So everything was about smoking meats and cooking. That's all he ever did. And he had a flat top like I do. And then I found out, well, he's not into that anymore. And it's not that someone told me. It's like I went over and I was like, all right, I got to try some of this amazing Roy Brown cooking. Let's fire everything up.
You're smoking the meat.
Yeah. And he's like, eh, well, we haven't used it in a long time. There's no propane. I'm like, what? What do you mean? I thought you were the pit master. What happened?
Yeah.
You know, and then so, like, he goes on, like, kicks. And so, you know, now I think he's into woodworking.
Yeah.
Which is strange. I was like, when and where did you pick that up?
YouTube.
I guess.
He watched the YouTube video.
So now he makes, like, bee traps?
Bee traps?
Yeah.
Out of wood?
Yeah.
Okay.
And other things like that? So it's funny to like my dad's hobbies.
Yeah.
Because I'm not up to date with them.
Yeah.
But you know, so since he's so hard to shop for, I'll find out whatever his current flavor of the year is, and then I'll buy him whatever accessories for
I used to get my dad like a gift card to go to the movies because he would love going to the movies.
Oh, I don't
think
your dad
happening.
Is a movie guy.
Oh, big movie goer.
Interesting.
And like I would get him like a Chili's gift card, which I might do now. Some wine. He loves Bud, you know, heavy. Like maybe I'll buy him a 6-pack of Bud because that's what he'll. Amanda's like, you got to get him something different, like something thoughtful. I'm like, he doesn't care about thoughtful. He wants practicality. And if I could get him a 6-pack of Bud that he could put in his fridge and drink,
save some money.
Well, it's and he's got it right there, and he'll actually use it.
Yeah.
Now, my mom will get mad because I'll get drunk and then turn on Fox News and get pissed off at the world. But
and start bitching and
start bitching and complaining.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have much planned for Father's Day. I don't know what Amanda – we really haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll go to Ann Springs Greenway. That's open. We haven't been out there since March. And I bought a membership this year.
To a Greenway?
Yeah.
I thought Greenways are just trails.
It is, but you have to buy the membership.
Well, how much is a membership?
It was like $125.
For what do you do out there?
You walk and you get to go.
You pay $125 to walk outside?
What do you donate, really?
You donate $125 to walk outside?
Yeah.
You know there's these things called public parks.
I know, but I hosted an event for the Ann Springs Greenway, and I felt like I wanted to do it.
I've never heard of a pay to go on a walking trail.
Well, I mean, there's a food hall and all that stuff, but you got to pay extra. It doesn't come with it. The only thing you get is like the activities, but it's a huge place. I mean, there's like, you know, an animal area. There's old cabins from the 1800s. Not a zoo. It's like more of a farm animal area. Cows, pigs.
Where is this? I want to know more.
It's down past Carowinds.
And it's called what?
Ant Springs Greenway. And now you want to join. You just got on me, and now you're curious, and you're going to end up becoming a bronze member.
A bronze member. No, I want to understand how they proposition the value.
It's donations, dude. It's like, hey, a lot of our land is going away, and the more donations we get, the less of an opportunity for developers to come take us over. You know what I mean? Like it's Ann Springs owned the property, and she donated it over.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
But anyway, if you could still go there even if you're not a member, you just have to pay. So the membership only gets you, there's like somebody that sits at the gate and checks your name off. So I might do that. Well, now I might not because you thought it was stupid.
Well, give me time. You can probably convince me to get a membership. So
it is in Fort Mill. It is a cool spot. But
okay, so they have like a little lake.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a huge greenway, bro.
Okay.
It's like three times the size of Freedom Park. Probably more than that. Bigger than that, I bet.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I'm on board.
You could do horseback riding.
So when you can proposition it like the White Water Center, then I can hop on board.
Yeah. Yeah.
But before, I'm thinking it's just a park with a damn walkway.
It's a bigger park than that. You're right. And maybe I didn't describe it well enough. Honestly, I've only been twice.
Okay.
Since I've had it, because we just stopped going.
Is it a one time, $125 you paid annually?
It's an annual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you go fishing? Maybe I'll go.
Yeah, see, now you're talking yourself into it.
I know, because of fishing. Fishing got me.
Hunting, fishing.
Yeah.
but that's it, dude. And I mean, like, my brother might say, hey, let's go over to dad's for Father's Day. But, like, even that hasn't come out yet. And honestly, my whole family was just here. I think we're familied out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, can't we just have a calm moment to just chill.
I wonder how my parents are handling COVID-19 because me and my sister haven't seen them since, January.
And your sister lives near them.
Yeah. And so I wonder how they're feeling about the fact it's Father's Day because, they missed Mother's Day.
So your parents haven't seen their grandkids?
They saw them from afar.
Yeah.
But they won't allow.
That's what my neighbor's doing.
They won't allow hugs or close contact.
Yeah.
But they've
seen
your
mom and dad aren't. Well, your dad goes places, but your mom doesn't.
No, but he does, and my dad doesn't give two shits about COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So he's a risk.
My dad doesn't either, and he's 80.
Yeah,
he's like, what am I going to do? Run from it? I'm 80 years old. If it gets me, this is what I die from.
Yeah,
but your dad's much younger.
He's much younger. But my thing is, my mom is much sicker.
Yeah,
and my mom's.
If she gets it, it could be serious.
Very serious.
That sucks.
Because she has diabetes, she has lung issues, heart issues.
So why is it so hard for people when they don't want to wear their mask to think of her? And I know it's easy for them to say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
She should stay home, and she is staying home.
I don't know, ask her husband because
he doesn't wear a mask either?
I think he has to because of work, okay. But outside that, no.
Yeah. And he still comes and sees her?
Oh, well, they live together.
Well, I thought he lived in North Carolina and goes home on the weekends.
No, they live together.
Okay. He no longer lives in North Carolina.
Well, if he's near one of his stores.
Very
in North,
fishy what goes on with that
family. Near one of, if he's near one of his stores in North Carolina, he stays.
Let's call your mom.
And ask her what?
I don't know. Let's just say hi to her. I feel like I haven't talked to her in forever.
Okay, if you want to.
I call her.
On my phone?
Sure. Just hold her up. She won't answer. She never does.
She's going to answer. What do you want to say?
Do you know your mom's number from the? You're not going through the list?
No, I just typed it in.
Oh, my God.
Do you know your mom's number?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a number
Not the house number. My mom has a house, too.
Oh, she answered. Hello.
Hey, hi. How are you doing?
Hi. I want to tell you that you're being recorded.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Cindy.
So
we were just talking about you and dad for Father's Day, and I said, let's call your mom. I feel like we haven't talked to you in forever.
I know. I'm excited.
Well, are you? Because that's what I wanted to ask. Like, because you haven't seen us. You haven't seen, you saw, your grandkids.
Remember their names?
Yeah, Emma. You saw Emma. I'm trying to, the audience doesn't know Emma and Eliza.
Okay.
You saw Emma and Eliza from afar, but you haven't really been able to spend time with us. And I was just, with Father's Day coming up, and I was maybe wondering, trying to get in y'all's mind, like, how are you guys holding up with the fact you can't see your kids?
Well, I can't speak for Dad, but I'm really not having a good time coping with it. And then it makes it hard because you get to see everybody down there, and then you tell me to stay away. And so I'm conflicted.
Yeah, I told you my mom was upset that you came over and she didn't.
I'm so glad we got to call, Cindy. This is awesome. You were so excited to come on with us and how quickly that turned.
I'm just the last one on the list.
Well, but
you're also, according to Roy, you need to be.
You are the sickest. You have heart issues, lung issues. Name the issue, you have it.
And you're the queen bee of the family.
Now I need to be quarantined because you're around everybody and except for me.
I'm not around every. You should. I live a very hermit life.
It is true.
I do not go out unless it's necessary.
But you get to see people from work. You probably are in contact with Manny, like you did when he did housework for you. And then
I told you upset about that.
And I don't. So.
Well, but because you're if you here's the thing, if you catch the virus, it's really bad. And then on top of that, Dad is all willy-nilly with the rule system up there. So who knows, you know, who knows whatever he's following based on whatever Fox News is saying at the moment. So, you know, it's a tough situation.
What are you doing this weekend with your husband for Father's Day, Cindy?
Well, I'm probably going to leave him and then drive down and show up in Roy's driveway.
You can do that. We could probably social distance from each other.
You could see each other.
We could see each other.
Check temperatures.
Well, I'll stay out in the yard and cut down a tree.
You need to. He's got this one tree. You won't believe this shit, Cindy. He's got this one tree that they want, two trees in the middle of their yard they want it dropped, right? But Sterling and Roy don't want it to fall on this crappy tree that's on its last leg. And it was almost impossible to drop this tree without crushing the little tree. So the decision was made to let the little crappy tree live, and then the two trees that I came over to.
We like the crappy tree. Mom, you're more than welcome to come. We could probably make it socially distant. I would feel much more comfortable as if you didn't see Dad for a few days and then you came. Is that possible?
We might be able to work that out.
How often do you guys talk and like FaceTime with each other?
We don't FaceTime. Well, we FaceTime every now and then. We talk every day.
And when was the last time you saw the grandkids?
On my birthday, the first.
The 1st of June.
That's not bad. That's not terrible.
That's not bad.
Okay. All right.
Well, you can probably social distance, but you know, I can't, you know.
What does that mean? What are you going to do? Stay 6 feet from your mom at all times?
I guess she could just like be, we could just be on the porch.
That's fine. Yep.
And then she can hang out on one side and the other, but then.
No hugging, no kissing, but. I mean, you.
Pop up tent and a chair and my chainsaw and cut a couple trees down. And
I tell you, she's upset about the train thing, the tree thing that you came and she wasn't there.
I was surprised I was invited into the house. I got to be honest.
I don't think she knows that part. You just dug it a little deeper.
No, I'm going to let you grill out some burgers.
So she heard the show. Okay.
You heard that. Yeah, you heard the show about how I was so excited.
But here's the thing. Manny has been social distancing. He's been very locked up.
And I wash my hands a lot, and I wear a mask. And my family was just here, and my whole family from New Jersey had the virus. They tested positive to the antibodies.
Now, but I quarantined myself from Manny during that whole ordeal.
For a day.
Well, for a day.
Hang up on her. It's not going to go well from here.
What's that?
Manny tells the truth. You quarantined yourself for one day.
Well, I wanted to see how it was going to go.
And a weekend. It was a Friday, Monday, and the weekend.
It was like 2 days in the weekend. So there was like make 5 days, which I believe. And I know people say 2 weeks, but I think you probably start feeling sick within 5 days. That's what I think.
I think you take your mom for granted, and you just don't, you know.
I don't take my mom for granted. That's not true at all.
If Sterling's parents come down from New Jersey before you get to see your mom, it's over. You might as well change your last name.
They haven't came down here in years. That's not going to happen. We had to go up there to see them. So I'm not worried about that.
Well, if they come before I do and you allow it, then you're not going to have a room when you come home.
Well, I don't want that room now. So, you can get rid of that now.
She's acting like you're in college.
So I guess I'll leave it for Sterling.
That's fine. Listen, the only reason why, and you know this, the only reason why I've been hesitant about you is one, because Dad has no respect for the health and safety. So I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what germs he's been around. So I don't want to be near him, number one. And then number two, I worry about your health and safety.
He does respect it. He's just more out in the public and he tries to take precaution with his work. And then he does when he comes home. He takes a shower. And then as soon as he comes home, he takes his clothes off, puts it in the laundry room, and then takes a shower. So he does worry about me well.
He's doing it right.
Okay, that's not what I'm hearing, but okay.
He's doing it right.
I got different reports, but that's okay. It's okay. There could be two sides to every story.
And by the way, he hasn't given it to her at all, so it's not like,
not yet.
And they've
been
safe.
Sick. So, but you can come. You can come down and we can social distance.
Okay, well, I will go stay in a hotel for about...
No, you don't need to stay in a hotel. You don't need to stay in a hotel. I'll call you later and we'll arrange it. Do you want to come this weekend?
I will pop a tent in the backyard.
No, okay, no, we're not doing that.
She should be with her husband for Father's Day.
No, who knows? He's probably not here anyway. I'll call you later. I love you.
Bye, Cindy.
All right, love you too.
Bye. That was my mom. I told you she was pissed off at you over the...
Not at me. She's pissed off at you.
No,
don't push that on me.
She was upset.
At me?
Yeah.
You told me not to come and I showed up anyway? That's not how it went down, dude. Don't push your mom guilt on me.
Well, it's funny. When it's just her and I, it's anger's at you. And when, okay, when you're here, anger's at me.
Well, it should be at you. It's not like I was rogue and just showed up and said, let's do this.
Yeah,
all
she's
right,
upset.
Hey,
she hasn't seen me.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. The only morning show that talks to a mom on Father's Day weekend. We'll see you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.